All right, coming back at you live. What's happening? What's going on? It's vaccine time, everybody. I hope you're getting your vaccine lined up. I'm having a vaccine party. If you haven't been invited, check your Facebooks because I'm inviting everybody. I'm going to have a nurse come over with some vaccines. We're all going to get ourselves injected and see what happens. You should get a Facebook invite for that. It's going to be fun. Bring a dish. Bring a dish to pass, you piece of shit. Come over and you want all this food and you don't bring anything. A lot of you guys are pieces of shit. How's it going, everybody? It's been a while since I've been podcasting. I've kind of, it is what it is, right? Don't judge me. You don't know my life. You don't know what I've been through. I'm going to dedicate this show to the memory. God damn it. No, we lost another one. Keep losing people. This year has been a horrible year for dead people. This show is dedicated to the memory of Alex Trebek. Jeopardy host Alex Trebek. He's dead. He died. He's dead.
Come on, man.
Shit. I mean, no one, and I mean no one, could have done what Alex Trebek did. He's a true Renaissance man, and he's gone. Dead of cancer and COVID-19. He had COVID and cancer, both, which is a bad combination. And he wouldn't take the vaccine. They tried to get him to take the antibodies. He said no. So he's dead. And that's sad because he was so talented. That guy was just, I mean, God damn, Alex Trebek, what a perm, right? Mustache and perm. It's a good look. And I will never watch Jeopardy again. Ever. I mean, I've never watched it before, but now I'm for sure not. Because nobody has the ability to read trivia questions like Alex did. I'm still not totally over Kobe. And frankly, I don't think I ever will be. I deal with it. And, Alex Trebek had more talent in his sphincter muscle than most of you have in your whole goddamn bodies. And that's a fact. You know, he was just so talented. Nobody can do what Alex could do. And you know it, okay? I mean, this guy could light up a room with his charisma. He just seems so fun. You know, so charismatic. Can you imagine the sex orgies that Alex Trebek must have had back in the day? The countless nights and the hot tubs with all the hot oils and the hotties and the things. I mean, there's no way. You know, that was probably a typical Alex Trebek Tuesday night right there. But, I mean, this guy must have pulled a lot of tail. Let's be honest. Imagine the trim this guy got. I just imagine him in a hot tub with a bunch of hotties. And he'll ask him a few trivia questions. Keep the mood light. But, I bet he'd make super easy questions. Hey, ladies, what is the color of most pencils in the United States? What is yellow? Yes, correct. As he's groping them. I don't know. This is just the way I see it. Alex was a ladies' man. No question about that. There's no way he wasn't clocking the hoes. From what I've read. From what I've seen. What I'm reading here. I'm reading this stuff. Says he was clocking the hoes. Alright. And this is on the internet. And can you imagine this guy's vast knowledge? Imagine knowing all that stuff that Alex Trebek... I mean, some of it must have rubbed off from hosting the show. Should have his brain analyzed. We could all learn something from an autopsy from Alex Trebek's brain, I bet. The guy is a legend. And he will be sadly missed like crazy. Every day I wake up, from now on, my first thought is going to be the realization that Alex Trebek is dead. God damn it. And I got news for you, NBC. Nobody can fill his shoes. They can try to get a new host for Jeopardy. It's going to be laughable. It's going to be a total mess. Anyway, that's enough about Alex Trebek. That's plenty. That's almost too much. Forget about Alex. I mean, who really cares, right? What are we talking about? And that was brought to you by a new sponsor that I have for the show. Truck Nuts. Trucknuts.com. Hey. You want to make your truck look more manly, right? Who doesn't? You got a truck. You're supposed to be a man. But how? How do you make him look more manly? Easy. Set of truck nuts. You've seen them. They're out there. You know what they are. They're the fake bull testicles that hang from trailer hitches of big trucks. Pretty great. These are fun. People, you know what I'm talking about. They're fake testicles. They hang from the trucks. It's nice. People really like these fake testicles on their trucks. It looks cool as shit. Especially women like these. I don't know what it is. Nobody likes the look of a scrotal sack more than a woman, obviously. Nothing can set off a truck like a big set of chrome nuts hanging from the trailer hitch. That's true. That's the way it is. You want to have a big truck? You want to look cool? You need a set of truck nuts. It lets people know that you have your shit together.
Winning.
You know, a lot of, to be honestly, a lot of CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, very affluent people, are starting to warm up to the idea of putting truck nuts on their vehicle. This is happening. You know, they're just a good way to tell other drivers on the road, hey, dummy, get out of my way. I'm better than you, stupid. You know, it says all that without having to say a word. Just get a nice set of nuts for your truck. It looks great on like a big F-150 or dually or whatever. I don't even know what that is. What's a dually? Doesn't matter. But, you know, you can put a truck nuts on anything. They're fun. You got a big truck, get some truck nuts. It looks tough. You look like a tough guy. Don't you want to look tough? And no, it's not for hicks or uneducated fat people who love Jeff Foxworthy. I read that on the internet, and that is not the case anymore. They're changing. A lot of people are warming up to these things. You know, it's not for people who pee the bed when they drink too much anymore. I actually just put a set of truck nuts on my 2006 minivan, my town and country. And honestly, it looks pretty good. I didn't think it would look good, but it looks pretty good. It looks better than I thought it would. Check them out. Go to trucknuts.com. They'll help you find the right set of nuts for you. All right. What else did I want to talk about? Feet. I wanted to talk about feet. This is a thing. I'm finding out people are jerking off to feet. You guys know about this? It's a new thing.
I did not know that.
I'm reading here. It's a new sexual fetish for a lot of folks. They enjoy the look of feet. I guess they're tired of vagina. That's not doing it for them. They want to see feet. That's the whole new thing. A lot of people enjoy feet now, sexually speaking. That's crazy. No, it's not. I mean, I don't judge.
You piece of shit, loser.
No vagina, huh? No tits and ass. Just feet. All right. I'm just learning this. It appears that there's quite a community that is into looking at women's feet. Weird? Yes, very, to me. But I don't judge. Okay, I'm just here. I'm dumbfounded. Well, I'm reading this on the Reddit forums, and I'm trying to gather here what's going on, because I don't get it. Feet seem to be a fetish. What do they mean? I don't understand. Is it crazy? Yes. Is it sick? Yeah. I don't know what's going on here. But you can't judge, man. You can't judge anything. It's fine, right? I bet it doesn't stop at just feet either. God, I bet these people love flip-flops. What a treat for these people. I mean, if you're into feet, you know, flip-flops got to be the bee's knees, right? I don't know. I don't get it, but you know what probably happened is just vagina and tits probably just got old. What's that? Another vagina? Tits? Man. No, thank you. I had enough of that. You got any feet? I can go for some feet. What about elbows? Maybe they're into elbows. Or like armpits. What about an armpit? What about a nice stinky armpit? I think people are just getting tired of women's genitals. I mean, they had a good run. They were fun for a long time. That was nice, but enough is enough. They want feet and any other disgusting part of the human anatomy. I don't judge. If anything, I'm jealous. I wish I liked feet. But I don't, and I don't like armpits, and I'm not sexually attracted to kitchen utensils. I'm old school. Sorry. But feet. Good God. We need to be open-minded. You know, be proud of it. Just tell us that you're into feet. I think we deserve to. If you're one of these people that are into feet, let everybody know. I think we have a right to know if you're into feet. Don't expect to get any babysitting jobs, for God's sake. You're a freaking creep. But it's not your fault, okay? It's important to remember that. God, I bet these people love to have people over. Hey, trying to keep my carpet clean. Go ahead and take those shoes off. Yeah, socks too, please. Thank you. Trying to keep the carpet nice, right? Thanks. It's just people are into different stuff. And, you know, I mean, there's people out there putting bumper stickers on their car. I saw a bumper sticker the other day, and what did it say? It said something like, If you're going to ride my ass, at least pull my hair. That's what it said. If you're going to ride my ass, at least pull my hair. I didn't like that. Who's putting these bumper stickers on their car? Is this the message you want to put out to the world? A bumper sticker that mixes sexual innuendo with driving too close to you? I mean, what are we doing? I mean, it's not even funny. It's just stupid. They want to let the world know two things. One, they're not a fan of people who follow too close to them on the road. Okay. Also, sexually speaking, they're super into good hair pulling. Well, I immediately start to profile. I don't know why. I just start to profile this person. I really wanted to see the person behind the wheel. Like, who's this bitch?
Hi, everybody. It's me.
I tried weaving in and out of traffic. You know, anything to get up to get a glimpse of this, who this person was. I always do that. You ever do that? You see somebody and their car has got something stupid on it or something about the car is not right. And you want to see, who's this idiot driving this car? And then you can't get up to see who was driving it. I do that a lot. Follow cars because something was messed up about the car or the person or, you know, whatever. They're throwing cigarette butts out, throwing fast food meals out the window. Who's this guy, asshole? But I couldn't catch her, you know. But I wanted to see who was driving that car. She got away. But, you know, if you're going to ride my ass, at least pull my hair. Who is this person? This person seems like they have a checkered past. They got a chip on their shoulder. I can guess who she was. I could make some theories on who that person was. They were most likely abused at some point in their life. I think we can all agree on that. This is possibly someone who's done some time in jail. That would make sense to me. Or maybe they're out on parole. This woman, probably a smoker. Definitely too many tattoos. I'm not judging here. Once again, you people accuse me of judging when I'm not judging. I'm simply deducing who this woman was without having seen her.
Surprise, motherfucker.
I'm judging by the way she presented herself to the world through the stupid bumper sticker. For some reason, I'm picturing a blonde woman with crispy, curly hair who's 30 pounds overweight. Sounds about right. I'm guessing she loves mayonnaise for some reason.
Yes, queen.
I don't know why. I'm just guessing that she probably likes to dip her French fries into mayo. People do that. Some people do that. And that's fine. Maybe it's very delightful. I've never tried it, to be fair. Just a possibility. I'm guessing, and maybe not. This is maybe someone who's not on the top of their game financially, you know. I'm guessing that this is probably not a homeowner. No, probably not. Probably has a restraining order out on someone, or they have one out on her. That's possible. This person probably posts a lot of political memes on Facebook. Yeah. I bet she thinks COVID is totally fake and that Hillary Clinton has an ongoing plan to put computer chips in people. She seems like that might be a thing. Or maybe this person just had a bad history of people riding her ass on the road. And there's been a few incidents and she just needs to put an end to it. I don't know. Are you really that worried about people being that close to you on the road? Is that a big problem in your life? I don't have that. I don't have that gene where I'm worried about people in back of me when I'm driving.
Why the fuck would you do something okay. like
that? I have a rear view mirror in my car. I don't even use it. I don't look at it. I don't care. What do I care? What do I care what's going on behind me? If you're riding my ass, go ahead right away. I don't care who's behind me or their proximity to my car. Hit me, please. It'll be your fault. I'll get money. I don't care. I'm not going to look in my rear view mirror and wring my hands about the people behind me.
Who cares?
You want to ride my ass? Go ahead. Have fun. But these people with these bumper stickers, what are you doing? Are you children? A lot of times the bumper stickers are there because they're trying to convince people of something. Have you seen these? The bumper stickers trying to convince people of something. You know, you support the troops. Oh, do you? You support the troops? Oh, way to take a very controversial stance on something. You support the troops? Good God. I've never seen anybody who says they don't support the troops. Right? I haven't seen one bumper sticker that says, fuck the troops. Enough of these troops. And then the people with the multiple bumper stickers trying to convince you of their political views or just they try to convince you of their life views from via bumper stickers. Good Lord. Could you grow up, please, a little bit? Just a little bit. These cars with five or six bumper stickers on the back of the car. Are you a crazy person? You think someone is going to look at the back of your 2004 Camry and go, hey, and I never thought about it that way. Maybe we should all coexist. It's a good idea. Coexist. Maybe I need to reevaluate my view of the Jews after all. Reading this bumper sticker, I'm starting to... This is making a lot of sense. We should coexist. Thank you, bumper sticker. What do these people think? They're changing the world with their bumper stickers? Stop with the bumper stickers, please. The ego on these people, thinking they need to buy a little personal billboard for their car so people will see their view on something. Children, grow up, please. Thank you. Pull the bumper stickers off. You're just looking like a goddamn loser. Who are you to have an opinion on anything anyway? What have you done? All of a sudden you know everything with your bumper stickers? Somebody needs to make a bumper sticker that just says bumper stickers are for losers. I'll buy that. You know, if your bumper sticker says bumper stickers are for losers, then that's fine. But good God. I do have a 26.2 magnet. I'm like, you know, these people who run marathons and need everyone in the world to know that they ran a marathon. If you run a marathon in the state of Iowa, it is now a mandate that you must inform the public by means of bumper sticker that you've ran a marathon with a 26.2 sticker. That's a mandate. That's it's actually a felony. I believe. I'll have to look that up. But I think they just passed some legislation to make it a federal offense. It's a felony. If you ran a marathon and you do not put a bumper sticker on your car, I'm not sure. But I think that's against the law now. And I have a 26.2 magnet on my car. It's a joke. I didn't run a marathon. I didn't do anything. I just think it's fun to make people think that I did. I like to make other drivers look at me a little differently, you know? Get a little respect on the road. I keep a bottle of water nearby for stoplights. You know, you got to hydrate. You got to keep hydrated if you're training and you're running and stuff. And so I'll take a couple hits off that water bottle at a stoplight. They see the bumper sticker. They know what's up. And do you think I'm ever going to get pulled over by a cop? No, I'm not. Look, he runs marathons. He's fine. Let's move on. He's fine. He's a marathon runner. I think that's where I have it on there mostly. Keeps the cops away. But you know, anytime you have a bumper sticker, that's the sole purpose of the bumper sticker is to announce an achievement that you've accomplished. Not a good look, I don't think. I mean, can you relax a little bit with the self-righteous bumper stickers? That would be nice for us. And that's why I put one on my van. I like to promote myself that way. I like people to look at me that I like people to know that I'm better than them. That's something I'm very into. Anyway, what else? Okay. Okay, my son, I'm trying to get some Christmas shopping done. Wait, hey, what's your mask policy? How does this work out? I don't have one.
Everyone in the state of Wisconsin is required to wear a mask in any enclosed indoor space.
Oh, okay, I'll figure it out. My son is really into your store and all the stuff you have down there. He's in all these, you know, these black t-shirts. He's going through this thing. He likes all this evil stuff. It's fine.
Yeah.
You guys have that type of apparel. He's looking for like a black 666 shirt. You know, he just wants evil clothes for some reason. He thinks he's all of a sudden he's, you know, listening to Marilyn Manson all the time and all this.
A lot of like black band t-shirts, and we have some like.
He's looking for something like with the devil. Do you have any? He likes all the satanic stuff all of a sudden.
We have some shirts that have like a cartoon picture of like the Grim Reaper.
Right. That's evil, but he's looking for something kind of, I think, a step up. You have any 666? He mentioned a 666 shirt. It's fun for him. I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but it's fine.
We don't carry anything like that.
Do you know where I'd find this kind of apparel? This kid, you know, he's just trying to fit in, I think, is what it is.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Get him some Christmas gifts.
There's this brand called Blackcraft.
I like that.
And they sell stuff that's...
And that's a store? That's a store that
satanic-y.
I would... Yeah.
It's an online website.
That sounds good, but I don't really internet, you know, I'm one of these guys, I don't internet.
Yeah.
I find it to be toxic, I try to stay away from it, but having a hard time Christmas shopping this year because I don't know what to get the kid. He's got all these things he's into that I'm not into, so it's tough.
Understand.
You have a lot of black t-shirts, so I can just kind of sift through and we can find something probably.
Yeah.
What's your return policy? Because if it's not going to be good enough, he can take it back in and get something that's more appropriate for him.
Yeah, right now, all of our returns go until, what is it, January, the return date?
I mean, I just want to make sure it's evil enough. I want to, you know, if I get something that's not evil enough, he's not going to be happy. That's not going to be good. How late you open, too? How late?
On Sundays, the mall closes at 6.
Okay.
But on, like, every other day, the mall closes at 8.
Okay. Boy, I'll try to make that work. God dang, I wish, what about these, you know, the studded, the chokers, the stuff. You have all that evil stuff? He's gonna want,
yeah.
I gotta get, you know, the stocking stuff or whatever, you know, I gotta get all the stuff before... I'd like to get it done sooner than later.
Yeah, we definitely have, like, spiky bracelets.
Exactly.
And, like, chokers and chains and stuff.
All right. Write that down. And then what else would you say would be kind of evil? That, you know, these kids. They think it's fun. You know, he'll cut on himself sometimes. You get a lot of kids that they think this is fun. It's fun for me. I don't care. I don't judge. So.
I mean, we definitely have some shirts.
Well, you know, anything evil. These kids are always making these drawings. They're carving these little swastikas in their wrist. I'm not into any of it. They like it, but I'd like to get it all done.
Yeah.
Okay. And the chokers and the whatnot. What else they have there? You know, he's into the chains. Like, do you have the chain, all the chains and all this stuff?
Yeah, we have, like, wallet chains and, like, necklace chains and stuff. All sorts of stuff.
Okay. Because the wallet chains, that's... They make those so people will steal your wallet or whatever. I mean, what is that? Doesn't matter.
Yeah, originally, right now, a lot of kids and younger adults are real into them just for, like, the fashion look.
Right, because, I mean, logically, if anybody's going to steal your wallet, I mean, the belt chain is only going to be as strong as the belt loop it's hooked to, if you think about it. But, you know, whatever. I think the kids are having fun. I like it. They play all these video games. They come out. They're sweating. It's a wild time, but it's good. I'm going to come in there and probably not make it today, but I'm going to make it by 8 o'clock for sure. I just got to find a mask. I'll find a mask, and I will be out. And thank you for your help. You've been very helpful.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
I will.
West Coast in general. I love you, I love you, I love you. This is where I make my home at. This is where I love. I love California.
She said, let's steal a car and go to California.